Your chair next to Alpha.
Okay. It's just Zadie and Abishire. Shlita. It's just Papa. It's just my father. Saba. Hey, like a blizzard of Rav. Moshe Ephraim. Special thank you, came in from California and Miami this morning, wherever else you came from in the world. On your Heliga stuff you're involved in. Moshe Ephraim came from Inglewood, my parents. Thanks to my mom for setting everything up. And thank their bone shalom for. Of course, Bishis of Rubenstein Shlita. Why don't you just a couple to have a Rubenstein here? No idea. So just the Seder, I'm just going to share a little bit of Divrei Torah. I'm going to ask Rubenstein to share something. Everyone's going to do the upsharing. It's not just a schuss for Klal Yisrael on a Sunday at this time. Most of the world's wasting their time watching football or whatever people are doing. A chevra gets together now to be involved in something that really has a lot of pnimius to it, a lot of kedusha to it. Kedusha Hashem b'himatzo, chevra that's longing for the borei olam. So, people have been asking, just what's the inyan of an upsharon? It's the inyan that we do this. Some people say, well, different people. Where's the source list in the Torah? Made-up minhag, let's say, doesn't have a basis. So other people say it's a Hasidic thing. It's cute. It's made up. What are you doing? It's not your family minhag. So what's going on? Why are we here? That we're making such a nice thing. Parents, momish made such a beautiful thing. Set up the whole house. People came in from out of state. Why? What's going on? So it's something based on something that happened 2 years ago that Rubenstein Shlita said something in passing to our Rebbe Rav Matel Zilber that mamish really changed my life and left a really big roshem. We were in Baruch Hashem on Sunday nights. We were with Rav Matel. We were having a chabura, and it was towards the end of the chabura. And it happened to be that night was Yud Tes Kislev, so didn't have anything to do with Yud Tes Kislev. It just happened to be a Sunday night. And so on Yud Tes Kislev, in the world of Chabad, is a tremendous day. It's the day that the Baal HaTanya, Yitzchus Hagen Leinu, was out of prison. Anyone knows, they make a lot of it. It's a big Indian out of it. So we asked, so Rubenstein Shlita asked the Ramatel, he said, Rebbe, do you make an Indian out of Yud Tes Kislev? Is there an Indian of Yud Tes Kislev? So he said, yeah, of course there's an Indian of Yud Tes Kislev. He says, not Mitzad Baal HaTanya. Mitzad Baal HaTanya, that's in the world of Chabad. Chabad has that. From Mitzad, it's the Magid Mezuzah, which is your site, so therefore that's our Inyan. But nothing to do with Chabad, that's Chabad's Inyan. So Rubenstein said that, happens to be that night in YU, the head of YU, they asked Rav Weinberger to have a Fabringen for Yud Tes Kislev. Penner organized it. And so Rubenstein said to the Rebbe that, oh, in YU they're having Fabringen. And the Rebbe, the Rav Matel said, I didn't know that Rav Weinberger was a Lubavitcher. And Rubenstein said something that mom has changed my life. He said, he smiled and he said, Rebbe, no. It's not that Rav Weinberger is Lubavitcher. It's just that in that world of the Chevra and YU, in that world of the people who didn't grow up with this Derech, people who didn't grow up knowing about the Tzaddikim, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Magid, and Rabbi Nachman, we didn't know about this. So what we do now is anything that has any Shaychus to Kedusha, that could have a little bit of time, that there might be something there, so we just try to grab onto it because we're so longing for something that has Kedusha of it. That's what our Chever does, and that's what Rav Weinberger is trying to create for us. That what anything has Kedusha, where mama's just longing for it. There's a shiur Rubenstein gave 4 years ago, Parshat Shalach. He spoke about the meaning of a person being a Ben Aliyah. What it means to be a Ben Aliyah. So what does it mean to taste of the Eitz HaChaim? To not chase after the Eitz HaDas Tov V'Ra. To chase after Chaim, like we're saying these days, like in the Sfarim, everyone speaks about Chaim. Zachinu l'chaim, chsov l'chaim tovim. Everything's about chaim these days. like it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, at the end, Memhei, on the Beis, at the bottom, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is talking to his son. It says, Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah. See, I see b'nei Aliyah. I see people who are really growing. Behein mu'atin. But it's very few. There's not so many people who are really trying to grow. So Rubenstein said in that shir, what it means to be a ben Aliyah, it means a person who's always looking to grow. A person who's always looking to grab onto some Kedusha, that what? That I can get close to Hashem in this place that I am. I can mamish try to grab onto something. Like Uncle Yossi told me yesterday about his father, which is mom, such a peladik amaisa. Uncle Yossi told me that his father used to be walking the street, would always be saying Tehillim. And Uncle Yossi said he never understood why, until at the Shiva, a person came over to Uncle Yossi and said, listen, you don't know who I am, but I just want to tell you something about your father that he told me. He said that whenever a person walks on the street, you should always try to say Tehillim or Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. Because every single piece, every single step that you're taking, you're lifting up holy sparks of Kedusha back to the Shoresh above. So see, it's part of the family. It's something that everywhere, always trying to grab on something. That eating is not just stam eating. And talking, schmoozing with friends, not just stam talking, always trying to grow. We know we're coming to Yom Kippur. So it's quoted that one of the halachos that we have after Yom Kippur says that right after Yom Kippur, a person should grow, you should go build the sukkah. Just go be osik in the sukkah, whatever it is. Take out some wood, whatever it is. And it quotes there, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that the pasuk says, Yelchu mechayil el chayil. That what? You should go from one rung to the next rung. Always going above. So last year, the second after Yom Kippur, Shem Sami Matana, that Yelchu mechayil el chayil is gematria exactly Eitzachayim, 233. That's what it means for a person who is davik himself to Eitzachayim. The what? Always going next level to next level. Always trying to grow with whatever it is. On Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, Psukim Yisrael are just so sweet. Each one is so gishmak. But something that really caught my eye this year was the pasuk we say, Ashrei ish shelo yishgachecha, uven adam yisam itzbach. Praiseworthy is the person who doesn't forget him, doesn't forget about Hashem. Uven adam, and a person that what? Yisam itzbach, who's mechazik himself, who grabs on and strengthens himself in the Borei Olam. But I just thought, David HaMelech, Ashrei ish shelo yishgachecha, praiseworthy person doesn't forget Hashem. How could you forget Hashem? How do you breathe? How do you walk? Look at the world. How do you talk? Everything you do. How could a person even think to forget Hashem? It's a pill that David HaMelech should say something like that in Tehillim and Rosh Hashanah davening. Ashrei ish shelo yishgachecha. Why is that so praiseworthy to not forget? Because we just read yesterday, Vanochi haster astir panai mehem. Borei Olam says, at the end of time, Ikvus of the Mashiach, America, Eretz Yisrael, wherever a Jew lives, it's Golus. It's Hester Panim, the Borei Olam's hidden. I am the Kutim Aran Tor Nun Vav. Haster astir panai, the Borei Olam's hidden. And it's hard, yeah, a person can forget. Fortunately, we know so many people who have just forgotten the Borei Olam. So yes, Ashrei ish lo yishkechecha. Praiseworthy a person doesn't forget about the Borei Olam. One who's longing for the Borei Olam, one who's looking to find the Borei Olam. Baruch Hashem, Menachem Yisrael is a Gevaldig Rebbe, Rav Rubinstein. Happens to be Hashem Sami Matana, that Uven Adam Yisam Itzbach, Gematria Mordechai Yoshua. But not for now. But it makes sense. But that's what it is, a person who's longing to grow, person who's longing to find the Borei Olam. Say that, Borei Olam, I know you're hidden right now, but I want to find you. Rubenstein just spoke in YU a couple weeks ago, and he spoke about the pasuk that we say in Eicha, and we say it every day in Slichos. Nach b'sa derachinu, v'nach kora, v'nach shuva ad Hashem. Nach b'sa derachinu, v'nach kora. Meaning being examining your ways, examining your derech, that what's my derech? V'nashuva ad Hashem, and come back to the Borei Olam. That's what we're longing for every day in Eicha, we said. Now we're saying it every day of Slichos, that what? Come to Hashem, find Hashem, whatever it takes. Find him, because in this world that, you know, people have minhagim. I remember this year I was part of yeshiva. I remember everyone was very getting excited for Thanksgiving, chash of Thanksgiving. These guys were talking about we're going out for dinner tomorrow night, Thanksgiving, and it's a family minhag Thanksgiving. I said, oh, and you have a suit every Rosh Chodesh also, no? So why would he have a suit at Rosh Chodesh? I mean, so many people have minhagim that everyone's okay with, and it's become normal. Super Bowl Sunday is mamish a minhag. But when a person wants to grow in Avodas Hashem, a person wants to grab into Avodas Hashem, everyone says, "Oh, that's not your minhag. That we don't do this. This isn't how we grow." But that's the nekuda in this time. Yes, grow whatever it takes. Find something. And we say another pasuk, "Al tashichenu le'es zikna." Boron, please don't throw me away. Don't let me be old. Don't be a zuckin. So, person has to ask: is it talking about not being old, not aging? That's not what it's talking about. Rabbi Nachman used to scream in his chassidim. Rabbein used to scream in his chassidim. Say, asur liyot zakin. It's asur. It's mamish asur to be a zakin. Now, Rabbeinu had chassidim who were 90 or 100 years old. Asur liyot zakin. What does it mean to be asur liyot zakin? So the Imre Naam from Jikov's Chassid Gehenlenu says a remez. He says, I take the word zakin b'miloy. Means you spell out the letters of zakin. Mean the fullness of being a zakin. So Zayin is Zayin Yud Nun, it's Gematria 67. Kuf is Kuf Vav Pei, Gematria 186. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, Gematria 106. If you add up Zakin B'Milo, it's Gematria 359, it's Gematria exactly Satan. Because that's a Satan. He wants to make people old. He wants to make people that what? I lost my freshness. I lost my excitement for Yiddishkeit. I know it's Menachem Yisrael's day, but it's always good to talk about Yosef HaTzadik, especially during this time of the year. We see that Yosef HaTzadik is referred to as a nar. He's referred to as a nar, a ben zikunim hulo. Why is Yosef called a nar? He's an older person. He's an empire of his second in command in a whole country, the highest country in the world. Why is he called a nar? Because Rubenstein said a couple years ago that Chanukah, we know by the parshiyos of Chanukah, we see that like Rabbi Kohn always says, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chosei Gehenlenu said, that a Jew has to live with the parshios. That whatever's going in the parshios is ma'or of the zman. All the parshios by Chanukah is only talking about Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because the halacha in Ner Chanukah is that it's mosif v'holich. Which doesn't just mean that each night you add a candle. Mosif v'holich means that what? Each night you load up more. And you keep growing. And you live with the hashkafa. That's why we know that Chanukah is the what? It's the or until Mashiach comes. The what? You grab onto Chanukah and you're mosif v'holich. You take it with you weiter and weiter. And that's why it's called a nar, to be young-spirited. So we know we're coming to Yom Kippur this week. We say in the end of Maseches Yuma, it speaks about that the gematria of Ha-Satan is gematria 364. Why is Ha-Satan, why is the Satan gematria 364? Because we know that there's 365 days of the year, and the Satan's in business 364 days. On Yom Kippur, there's no Satan. It's a day where a Jew becomes a malach. A Jew becomes who he really supposed to be. So I think it's the Heilige Rav Shitzur Rav, Zichus Yagelinu, that says, you take the gematria of Yosef HaTzadik, it's gematria exactly 365, one above HaSatan. Why? Because that's the derech of Yosef HaTzadik. You can mamash be in Ervas HaAretz, in the lowest place of the world, where it's mamash a pellet to find the Borei Olam. But you know what Yosef HaTzadik does? Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. And Yosef's called the Ish Matzliach. Why? Because he speaks about the Borei Olam. Even though it may not have been the Minhag HaMakom in Mitzrayim to speak about the Borei Olam there. But you know what Yosef said? How else am I going to grow? I need to grow. I need to find Kedusha somewhere. And that's what the Metzius of Yosef HaTzadik is. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik is Gematria one above HaSatan. Because that Hashkafa of growing, being young-spirited, Yelchu Mechai Alchai, that comes from Yosef HaTzadik. And our biggest bracha from Michal and I to Menachem Yisrael today is that it's Yelchu Mechai Alchai. That he keeps growing into the mamish, the sweetheart that he is. That even we were with Weinberger this morning, Shlita. Weinberger met Menachem Yisrael, his first time seeing him in a little bit. And he said to Menachem Yisrael, he's like, wow, you're such a friendly boy. So everyone else who comes, they get a little bit afraid, but you're so friendly, you're so warm. If you continue that warm kite, even by Rav Matel Zilber and Erev Shabbos, he gave the tzitzis to Menachem Yisrael to kiss. And before he even gave him the kiss, Menachem Yisrael kissed it already. And the Rebbe was like, oh, very nice. There's a young spirit. It's mamish, it's fresh. Most people will look at a kid who's singing left and right and be like, oh, he's weird. That's not our Ashkafa. But that's MS. That's real. That's really longing for the Borei Olam. So we know when you enter into Ben Shalosh, it becomes a little more serious. They'll start building more Kalim. So B'siyat Ishmael, the Borei Olam should help us. Say, Hashlich HaLashem Yehavcha. Borim should help us to keep raising Menachem Yisrael, to Yelchu Mechayal with Pnimius, with Avoda, and to mamash become a Ben Aliyah. And with that, I just want to introduce Rav Rubenstein Shlita. I know he's going to be upset at me for this, but just it's more for Michal than me. Baruch Hashem, we got to spend the year in Eretz Yisrael this year. And I don't think there was more than a couple of days that passed without either myself or Michal calling Rubenstein for Eitza, for Chizuk. And even though he was busy with the new Kolel and moving and this and that, but always said, you'll call me now, gave us time. It was Mamash Mechazik us so much. And the kids, of course, always trying to reach out to Menachem Yisrael. So it's Mamash a kavod. It's a busha for me to introduce Rubenstein. But it's a kavod to introduce Rubenstein Shlita.